Well, we'll be able to find out right here, right now. We have more awards to hand out than last year, including new awards such as Best Hoax Art and Best Sonic Remix. Just like 2001, you voted in your literal thousands. Way more than last year, however. It kind of justifies how eager you are to see the results. Now, there's even more to do than ever than last time. If you go to the official SSA page on the Sonic Stadium, you'll find a link to the Sonic Stadium's AIM chat room. You'll need AOL Instant Messenger though, but you can banter about who may win and who may not win which awards. You can also download some AIM buddy icons, and you can even head off to Sonic Stadium message board and guest post, which is a special thing that we're doing for the next few hours that this broadcast is starting, which is about 3 p.m. Greenwich Mean Time, so that makes it, what, 10 a.m. in the US, Eastern? Well, whatever, you'll be able to post willy-nilly, and you can't say fairer than that, can you? And we're going to kick off the winners with an award from last year. Let's find out the winner of the Funniest Sonic Site of 2002. Now, the Funniest Sonic Site Award will go to the website that has most made you laugh over the past year. Who has the comic genius to keep you coming to their site? Whose sarcastic and funny quips that you rip roaring laughter and split your sides? Last year's winners was the Moogle Cavern, webmastered by Kulok, and his site is in the running this year too. Could this be the event's first consecutive win? Well, here are the nominees to find out. First up, we got Dirty Power, run by SciGuy, the Moogle Cavern by Kulok, we have Domain of NetRaptor by NetRaptor, the Green Hill Zone by Green Gibbon, Pepperidge & Co. And we have the Supersonic Supersite, run by Supersonic Guy. Not Sonic Guy, Supersonic Guy. He is a different person. Honest, I've spoken to him. Remember, you can find links to all of these websites on the official Sonic Site Awards webpage. Just head to sonicstadium.org, click on the link that says exclusives, and then in the awards category, click on Sonic Site Awards. Sorted. But now, the time has come. The winner of the Funniest Sonic Site of 2002 is... Dirty Power. Congratulations, SciGuy. Your award will be sent to you via email, but if you can't be bothered to wait that long, next year you can check the official SSA page to find it yourself at www.sonicstadium.org, clicking on exclusives, and then on Sonic Site Awards. This goes for all the other people who managed to win awards this year. Good luck to everyone else. The next award is one that recognises the trouble that many Sonic Online news reporters go to in order to get you the big stories first. Last year it was called News for the People Award, but has since changed its name to pay homage to what was the best Sonic reporting website on the net. The webmaster of that site is now working for the Sonic Stadium's news desk. Let's give it up for the new and improved Sonic News Award for Best Site Reporter of 2002. The Supersonic Zone, better known as TSSZ, run by Tristan Bresnan, won last year's award. And you wouldn't expect him not to turn up this year either, the cad. But will he win? Here are the nominees. Tristan Bresnan of TSSZ. Pepperidge of the Green Hill Zone. Zin of Shadow of a Hedgehog, Lisa from the Supersonic Supersite, and Neon Chaos of TSSZ and Webmaster of Shadow of a Hedgehog. Tense, tense, tense. The winner of the Sonic News Award for Best Reporter 2002 is... Pepperidge of the Green Hill Zone. Congratulations, your award will be sent to you via email, otherwise you can check the SSA official page in the new year. Here's another classic award from the SSA 2001. This award will go to the Sonic website that is the most informative. The site that is so packed full of information on the Blue Hedgehog that you can lose yourself forever and ever and ever and ever and ever and ever and blah blah blah. Let's find out the winner of this year's Information Station Award. Last year, Sonic HQ rightfully cleaned up with the Information Station Award, but it's shocking this year that the SHQ crew aren't even on the nominee list. It clears the way for lesser known sites to grab the award, I guess. Also worth mentioning is the entry of the Sonic Stuff Research Group in its place. Since it discontinued earlier this year, could it win and bow out of the Sonic community in style? Here are the nominees. Mystic Mobius, run by Jonathan L. But since his entry of nomination, the site is closed as an information resource and reopened as a fan art site instead. Due to the webmaster's discretion, Mystic Mobius was kept in the nominee list. Sonic Stuff Research Group, run by various webmasters, but the group site as a whole has been discontinued as of September 2002. The Shen Sonic homepage, run by SimSonic. Sonic Central, run by Cybersonic 708. And Sonic PC, run by Evolver of Borg. And the winner of the Information Station Award 2002 is, I'm happy to say, it's the Sonic Stuff Research Group. Congratulations, SSRG, your award will be sent to the last maintainer of the site before the close via email. Otherwise, you'll be able to grab the award yourself in the new year at the official SSA page. Phew, we're not even halfway there yet. Scratch that, we're not even a quarter of the way there yet. The Sonic Sight Awards 2002 really is the biggest Sonic Online event in history, and you can grab some very cool AIM body icons from the official page at www.sonicstadium.org. The Sonic Stadium message board is also open for guest posting for the duration of this broadcast, so there's no need to register to the SSNB for another few hours. You can also chat SSA gossip in the AIM chat room by clicking on a link from either the SSNB or the Sonic Stadium. Stay put, we're a long way from the big un, the Sonic Sight of 2002. This next award is rather new. It gives the fan game developers a chance to shine for all their efforts throughout the past year. Give it up for the fan game of 2002. Since this is the very first award of its category, there are no previous winners, but the lineup of fan games is very strong indeed. Who shall win? We shall find out, my Padawan. Here are the nominees. Shen Sonic Demo 3, created by SimSonic. The Collision Demo, created by Neon Chaos of Shadow of a Hedgehog. Sonic Robot Blast 2 by Sonic Team Jr. Sonic the Fated Hour by Blaze Hedgehog. And When Team 3 Gets Bored by Gameplay. The winner of Fan Game of 2002 is, naturally, Sonic Robo Blast 2. Congratulations, Sonic Team Jr. Your award will be sent to the current head of the team via email, or you can check the official SSA page in the new year for your award. This next award is for the Coolest Downloads Award of 2002. Which site has the most to offer you and your greedy self? What site provides you with the most hard drive chomping Sonic media and content in existence? We will find out right now. In 2001, Shadow of the Hedgehog clearly ran away with the Coolest Downloads Award. Will it be the same? Here are the nominees. Shadow of the Hedgehog by Neon Chaos. Sonic Fan Games HQ by Arlen. Sonic PC by Devolver of Borg. Supersonic Supersite by Sean, aka Supersonic Guy. And SonicROMs.co.uk by Electrosonic Dan. The winner of the Coolest Downloads of 2002 is Shadow of a Hedgehog. Fantastic. A double consecutive win, that's a first. Well done, Neon, for breaking the record. And your award will be sent to you via email, but if you can't wait that long, you can check the official SSA page in the new year to find it yourself. Another new award, and we're moving from Fan Game of the Year to Fan Game Developer of the Year. This is slightly different to the Fan Game Award, as it doesn't just point out how good they've done a job on the game. It's also the little things, like informing you of bugs that may happen, or could even be due to more than one project. Here are the nominees. SimSonic, Chinos, Neon Chaos, Sonic Team Jr., and Sonic Team. Here we go, the winner of Best Fan Game Developer 2002 is Sonic Team Jr., with a second award this year. Congratulations, guys, your award will be sent to you via email and all that other stuff. You can get it on the SSA page and all that. For this next award, you'll remember from last year. If we'll head off to the website that you thought was the most vibrant to the eye, colours so brain-meltingly fluorescent that you'd think you had a tad too much coffee, check out the potential winners of the most colourful Sonic site of 2002. Last year, Sonnok won this award with Sonnok's World. A few of last year's contenders are also in the running for this year too. Sonnok's effort included, who will melt your eyes? Who will melt your eyes, even? It's time to find out. The nominees are Shadow of a Hedgehog by Neon Chaos, Sonic Central by Cybersonic, Supersonic Supersite by Sean, Iris and Sonic's Vacation Spot by Iris, and Sonnok's World by Sonnok. Bobo, Selectar and all that. The winner of Most Colourful Sonic Site 2002 is Shadow of a Hedgehog, and a third win, which is quite nice for them, isn't it? Congratulations, Neon, your award will be sent to you via email. The next award in line is for a new entry, the Best Sonic Remix of 2002. For the Best Sonic Remix, some minters were to send us their favourite MP3 remix of any Sonic the Hedgehog tune. The most requested were put in the Phase 2 polls, and now we'll see just who's the bangiest on the jukebox. The nominees are Underground Remix from Sonic 2 by SSN Tales, Sonic 3 and Knuckles Boss Remix by DJ Gamer 2K, Sonic 1 Lightning Star Overclock Remix by Jax, the Ice Cap theme Frozen Knuckles Remix by Razor, and another one by Razor, Sonic 3 Act 1 Boss Sonic Does Chronic Remix. And the winner of the Best Sonic Remix 2002 is Razor's Sonic 3 Boss Remix. Congratulations, Razor, your award will be sent to you via email, or, if I haven't been bothered to do it, you can easily check the official SSA page at www.sonicstadium.org and clicking on exclusives. Here we are with another award from last year, the most evolved site. Quite surprisingly, but oddly enough not so controversially, the Sonic Stadium managed to win this award without any fixings, so don't even get started. That's why, even though we got loads of submissions for the Sonic Site Awards' own top Sonic website, we didn't accept nominations for either the Sonic Stadium or the Sonic Stadium message board in the future, including this year. It just feels weird receiving your own award anyway. Here we go, as we see the nominees for the most evolved Sonic site of 2002. Dirty Power, run by SciGuy. The Shen Sonic homepage, run by SimSonic. Sonic Thugs, run by Migs. Sonic Fighters, run by Street Sonic. And Shadow of a Hedgehog, run by Neon Chaos. And the winner of the most evolved site 2002 is Shadow of a Hedgehog, with a fourth win this year. Congratulations, Neon. Your award will be sent to you by email and all the rest of the gubbins. You can check the SSA page if you haven't received it soon after the awards had ended. Now, for the SSA 2002, we added all these new awards in order to give those in the Sonic community who make other Sonic stuff a chance to shine themselves. As this year's slogan goes, it's not just about the sites anymore. And this one is another newie. Let's check out who's up for the best fanfiction writer of 2002. Kevin Liu, Nicholas D. Wolfwood, aka Sotsu, Shane Thames, Talesfan, and Netraptor. Here we go with the winner of the best fanfic writer of 2002, which is Netraptor. Congratulations, your award will be sent to you via email or at the SSA page in the new year. Guess what, peeps? It's the middle of the awards. Yush, we have passed 100 awards already. Dude from Knets. Anyway. Tally-ho with the remaining 10 pickings, including dun dun dun, the big one, the best Sonic site of 2002. Who will be crowned the king of all Sonic sites? Keep a close thought on it. The sites up in line are SonicTeamTK, Shadow of a Hedgehog, Sonic First Team, the Shen Sonic homepage, and Sonic Central. Only one can win, but enough of that just yet. I just want to get your brains in a mix and make you wonder which one will win. But on with the other awards, and it's time to get on with things and talk about the favourite forum award. This will go to the message board that the people love and adore to higher heaven. Last year's Sonic Fan Games HQ's MB won it. Can it do it again? Let's find out as we move on to the nominees for favourite forum of 2002. First off is the TSFMB, maintained by Kedzie K of the Sonic Foundation. Then we have Sonic Fan Games HQ General Discussion Forum, maintained by Arlen. Then we have the Shadow of Hedgehog City from Neon Chaos. MoogleMB.com, maintained by Kulok the Moogle. And the Mobius Forum, maintained by the Sonic HQ team. You ready for this? Of course you are. The winner of the Favourite Forum 2002 is the Mobius Forum! Congratulations, Sonic HQ. Your award is in the post, in the email post. But you can check the SSA page if it turns out that it got lost in the post. Damn you, postman! At www.sonicstadium.org and clicking on exclusives. This next award is for the fan comic of 2002. Which comic do you think is the best? In a new category for this year, we'll find out as we look at the nominees. Shadow the Comic by Matt Lenz. Other M by Sonic Burst Team. Sonic Shadows by Sonic Burst Team as well. Sonic Adventure 2 by Dark Speeds. And I Like Pie from Neon Chaos. I don't know why I said it in that funny voice, but there you are. The winner of the Fan Comic 2002 is Sonic Adventure 2! Congratulations, Dark Speeds. Your award is in email. But you can get to the official SSA page if you can't wait any longer to get your award. Now for the fans hero of 2002. Many people have been confused as to what this actually means, but this award goes to the person that you feel has made the biggest contribution to the Sonic Online community. Here are the nominees. Shane Thames, SimSonic, Sonic Guy, Zin, and Street Sonic. The winner of this award is Sonic Guy. Congratulations, your award will be sent to you via email. Otherwise, check the official SSA page in the new year to find it yourself at www.sonicstadium.org. You're probably getting bored of my voice right now, but we're going at a blinding pace to save your boredom and your sanity to the MIDI Artist of the Year. Here you've been voting who is the best at recreating Sonic music, or even making their own Sonic MIDI music. Here are the guys involved in winning, and they won't let down, you hear? We have John Weeks, Gerald Jones, Jerry Arquetta Jr., if that's how you say it, I'm sorry, don't burn me, Z-Trop, and Knuckles Extreme. The winner is John Weeks, congratulations! And you know where you'll find your award because I've said it about 1500 times before. On to the favourite webmaster of 2002. This award goes to those that have maintained this website well, have been a generally nice person towards anyone and acts rationally, and practically has a cult, is a cult icon in front of the site's fans. Andrew Paulson, better known as Sonic Hedgehogs, who works with me on the Sonic Stadium, won last year for his site Sonic News. Here are the nominees for this year. JL, maintainer of Mystic Mobius. Sonic Adventurer, maintainer of Sonic Verse Team. Arlan, maintainer of Sonic Fan Games HQ. Neon Chaos, maintainer of Shadow of a Hedgehog. And Cybersonic 708, maintainer of Sonic Central. The winner of Favorite Webmaster 2002 is... You're not going to believe this. Neon Chaos again! Congratulations! You can check the official SSA page for your award in the new year, or, if you'd rather wait, it will be sent to you via email. See, I said that little end bit differently there. Forwards on to the Sonic Artist of 2002. This award will go to the person you thought had the best talents when it came to drawing Sonic und Crew. The nominees are as follows. Jonathan L. Generation 8. Sonic Adventurer. Dark Speeds. And Nuku Nuku Cat. And the winner is... Sonic Adventurer! Congratulations! Check your email now to see if we sent your award. Probably highly unlikely during the amount of business we're in right now. But otherwise, check the official SSA page at www.sonicstadium.org in the new year. Now we head to the Sonic Boombox of 2002 award. Music is a great part to the Sonic games and the atmosphere of the Hedgehog. And this award will go to the person or site that has made the biggest contribution to commemorate the music of Sonic. Last year, Sonic HQ's music section ran away with a gong, but let's see who's up for it this year. SBOChaos.com, maintained by John Weeks. Sonic Spin Radio, maintained by ZRN. Overclocked Remix, BlazeFire Radio, and TSFM Radio. The winner of Sonic Boombox of 2002 is TSFM Radio, the Sonic Foundation's radio station. Congratulations. You may think that was slightly controversial, that last one, but nonetheless a win, and voted by you lot, so you can't complain. Go. Now then, on to another new award, the Best Sonic Hoaxer of 2002. Three guesses what this award is for. Go on, guess. Guess. I wanted such intelligence, Mr. Bond. The lineup is as follows. Matt the Yak, who is also a maintainer of Sonic Vegemite. Ultimo. Kulok, maintainer of the Moogle Cavern. Andy Werner, who's also the maintainer of the Flying Battery Zone. And Pyrosonic, who's also the maintainer of Lava Reef Zone. The winner of the Best Hoaxer is... Pyrosonic of the Lava Reef Zone. Congratulations, Pyro, your award will be sent to you via email. And I swear, if I say this too many times, I'm going to turn into an email. We are so nearly there, people. The final regular award is for the Worth It Award of 2002. Most websites have such a reputation that the demand for updating it is too immensely great, or the webmaster tends to have too many real-life constraints in order to make too many updates to their websites. Relax, guys, we feel your pain. This award goes to those sites that take ages to update, but when they have updated, the visitors are almost spoiled with huge items and downloads, etc., on offer. Last year, to many people's amazement, the Sonic Foundation legged it with this award, despite being updated often. A scandal, perhaps? Perhaps, but it made it all the more interesting. You have the final vote, and that was such an example of the interesting outcomes of the Sonic Site Awards. Here are the nominees. Again, for a second year, we have the Moogle Cavern, maintained by Kulok. Karox Media, by Justin W. the ShenSonic homepage by SimSonic, Sonic Central, maintained by CyberSonic 708, and Sonic Fighters, maintained by Street Sonic. The winner of the Worth It Award of 2002 is, and some people may actually say this is worth it, the Moogle Cavern. Having been a firm favourite last year, the Moogle Cavern came second best to the Sonic Foundation in last year's Sonic Site Awards, which dismayed many fans of the site. But now it looks like it gets its sweet, sweet Worth It Award pie. Congratulations, Kulok. Your award will be sent to you via email, or you can check the official SSA page in the new year to find it yourself at www.sonicstadium.org. But now we get to find out who really is the king of the Sonic sites this year. On to the big one, the final, the ultimate, the Sonic Site Award of 2002. This award will go to the site that you thought was Sonic Site Perfection in Motion. Last year, Sonic News caught the award, beating off competition like Sonic HQ and the Sonic Foundation, which I must say is an amazing achievement in itself. But who will it be this year? Who can hold up the SSA of 2002 and scream, "I'm the best!" for another year? Here are the nominees. SonicTeam.tk, maintained by Scott. Shadow of a Hedgehog, maintained by Neon Chaos. Sonicverse Team, maintained by Sonicverse Team. The ShenSonic homepage, maintained by SimSonic. And the Sonic Central, maintained by CyberSonic 708. Here it is, the moment of truth. The point of what you've all been waiting for. The winner. The big kahuna of 2002 is what? Oh, right, you want me to announce the award, huh? Of course, the winner of the best Sonic site of 2002 is Shadow of a Hedgehog. Neon has made an excellent impression with Shadow of a Hedgehog this year. Although changing the layout several times didn't seem to faze the visitors, the emphasis on Shadow of a Hedgehog was always innovation, a thing that is all too little in this online community, and a point that sites such as Shadow of a Hedgehog and the Sonic Stadium are trying to enforce. Neon, congratulations. And again, for the last time, your award will be sent to you via email. Otherwise, check the official SSA page in the new year to find it at sonicstadium.org, clicking on exclusives, and then Sonic Site Awards. Well, this draws a close to the Sonic Site Awards 2002, and what a year it has been. The Sonic Site Awards is now officially over, as I've said, and Shadow of a Hedgehog remains the winner of the SSA for this year. As well as some records broken, I feel, Neon Chaos' site has won the most consecutive Sonic Site Awards in 1 year. Well done to him, and well done to all of you, the nominees, the fans of the nominee sites, and the winners. Next year is all about making things better and improving them. If you haven't won this year, then do not fear, you were good enough to become nominated by the people, and that in itself makes you a winner. I'm out of time, but make sure you stick around the Sonic Stadium during 2003, it's going to be a blast. Also, keep an eye out for the Sonic Site Awards of 2003, starting in July. This was Dreadnoks, you were the listeners, hope you had a ball hearing the results. Good night, even though it's the late afternoon in the UK. Well, good night, good morning, evening and day, and I'm off.
Oh yeah.